from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
We are joined by our sports director and our friend, a great man, Jeff Hathorn. Good morning to you, Jeff. How are you doing today?
Good morning, because you know Monday will be game week. That's why Dorn will be back.
Yes, it will. Look at Pat over here.
Here we go.
Not that you'd expect anything less. He's got the pit quarter zip on, and we will get into pit football coming up a little bit later on with Pat. On to the Steelers, Jeff. Russ Wilson says they're all going to play. Smart decision, and how long do you think they'll play?
Yeah, I think you've been trying to figure out this three preseason game schedule because the way you always kind of knew how it was going to work back in when it had four preseason games. Of course, it'll be two at some point here soon, I would imagine. But yeah, I think it's smart. Play a couple of series, feel better, get some rhythm going. You've got such a long break because of the Labor Day weekend off. Like, it's not like they're playing next week to start the regular season. So I think you want to get some familiarity. Now, some guys, like you haven't all season, all preseason, you don't need to see a lot from Cam Hayward or TJ Watt or really anything from those guys. Maybe not even Najee Harris a lot. But I think the first team offense, they need some work. And I don't think this is a time to live in their fears of what might happen, but they need to go out and put some positive vibes together.
Jeffrey, there's a lot of discussion, I don't know if you've heard it, about the quarterback situation with the Steelers and a lot of national pundits that have opinions on who should start. Here's my question, because I think it'll be telling. Right around September 4th or 5th, the last couple years, the Steelers have named captains. Is Russell Wilson a captain of this team in 2024?
I think so, yes. I do think so. I think he will be a captain. I mean, he kind of acts as a captain. He tries to motivate guys like a captain. He goes over different groups and tries to get people going during practice. And typically that your quarterback is named captain. I think even though it's his first year, given his veteran status, and there's not somebody else. You know, if there's a Pouncey on the line,
right,
maybe Pouncey's your captain. They don't have anybody that's been around for a crazy amount of time that would make an obvious choice. So I do think Russ will be captain and the starter on September 8th.
I just noticed this today. I was perusing the Steelers roster on their website, and Russell Wilson in his team photograph has eye black on. If that's not a captain move, I don't know what is a captain move.
He wears eye black to practice.
Yeah, he's gamer. Does that work, by the way, eye black?
Eye black makes you taller.
And he needs it. He needs to add some inches there.
I don't think it works. I mean, if anything, if you sweat, it gets in your eyes. I did it a couple times, but yeah, I noticed that he wears it. And he also works out in the offseason with his helmet and shoulder pads on.
Yeah, he is a different cat.
And guys, and Pat, you can appreciate this too. Like, he goes through most of practice with his helmet on.
Oh yeah.
Like, those times where you can take it off, he almost always leaves it on.
It's just... Now that would add a couple inches, theoretically. I mean, the helmet.
Especially with the helmet guard.
I think that might even be more of a football man move than Tomlin wearing the full sweats when it's like 90 degrees out there. Or like James Harrison used to have like a weighted vest on, which was crazy to me. We know about Troy Faltano. He spoke the other day. He's optimistic. Jaylen Warren and Mike Tomlin optimistic that that's not a long-term thing. We heard Broderick Jones talking about injury. How about Beanie Bishop, Jeff? My thought is if he can't go out there and play, and maybe even if he does, I could see that being a position that after roster cutdown day, the Steelers look to upgrade.
Yeah, absolutely, because right now it's Thomas Graham. And Thomas Graham, and he's also third team.
And with all due respect, who? I mean, with all due respect.
Yeah.
I mean, what?
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy who missed all last year due to injury and was, I think he played about a dozen games with the Browns the year before. So, yeah, they would. That's why they had Graylin Arnold. He was kind of the fallback, and then obviously that didn't work out. This is a huge game. If Beanie can get on the field and solidify that he can play, it's his position. Now, that being said, I think they'll still look for somebody at waiver time. I'm actually surprised, and I know people might shudder to hear the name, but that Chandon Sullivan wasn't at least given a call to say, hey, can you come in here and see what you could do? Now, he's still available. Pat Pete is still available. And, you know, there'll be some guys, as you mentioned, come cut down day. That the Steelers are have their eyes on, at least to probably give a run through and see what they can do.
Speaking of available and eyes on, where are we with Brandon Ayuk? Jeff, is it you said it had a heartbeat last week.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I'm not going to totally give up on this because the way the Steelers operate is they leave the channels open. They're not going to say no. They're not going to react like, hey, we've got a line in the sand date. They just keep this going, and they hope that San Francisco will flinch. So I'm not going to say that they've given up on it or they've moved on. They're playing that, they're playing that negotiating game. They're playing that waiting game, and they're trying to get, they're hoping that that works out to where they could add what would be a huge impact to their offense.
Jeff, I know that Broderick Jones didn't want to make excuses and use injury as a reason for his poor performance. What's your read on how much that really is bothering him, what he's got going on with that arm?
Well, he did kind of slip if he was trying to say that and just say that, it took some getting used to with the elbow. Now, that being said, I don't think technically he was at his best. There was just something, he said when we talked to him that he wants to go out there and set the tone. And that in those first couple of snaps, you need to set the tone. There was just something off in his game, and it kind of snowballed against a really good player. And maybe in another preseason game, if you're facing somebody else or they've got backups, you don't notice it. Let's hope that this was a great opportunity for him to realize like he's got to come every game. And it happened in a preseason game instead of a real game. There was just something off. And he even said it, like he didn't start the way he wanted to. He got up against a good player. And here's the other thing. That one sack where he got pushed back, that seemed like it was five because it was so obvious and so noticeable. And I'm sure for him, something that, he doesn't ever want to see on tape again.
Yeah, that's really well said. It wasn't just the failure. It was the scope of the failure that made it even worse. Jeff, awesome stuff as always, man. We appreciate you coming on.
Thanks, boys.
See you, Carl.
Why'd you call him Carl?
We just do that.
A little inside joke. What's he call you?
Carl.
Oh.
Hello, Carl.
How cute.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.